Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry.
This week's message is titled, The Book of James. Thank you to Ed, Rhonda, Janet, Earl, and Dawn for being part of the service. The scripture readings are 1 Kings 3, 5-14, and James 1, 1-12. Happy birthday this week to Janet and to Daniel.
James 1, 1-12. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant, its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Thank you for being with us today on this rather chilly day. Appreciate you being here. It's interesting in Scripture about disciples and apostles and who they were and who they are. And various names, obviously Peter and Andrew, John, Philip, Thaddeus, Simon, and Judas, who eventually walked away, of course. And each one of them brought their own unique things to the world. There were apostles and there were disciples. So James, and this is what we're going to be looking at today, is one of the physical brothers of Jesus. There were brothers and sisters in that family. James was one of the physical brothers of Jesus. Altogether, James had six siblings, very significant in sharing the gospel wherever he went. James was one of the leaders of the Council of Jerusalem, meaning that he preached to both Jews and Gentiles, and James became prominent in the church. And I've always thought about things like that back in those days, the 12 disciples and apostles and so forth. And when you read through the New Testament, you find that many of them have gone to one place or another place or another place. But they're saying the same thing. They are sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, his life, how to live. It was wonderful. And going across many times in the New Testament, Paul seems to dominate more than everything else. Talk about being on the road, if you will. Going across on ships, going across on boats. All to explain and to share the gospel of Jesus. So let's just say a few things. He had six siblings, James was. Very significant in sharing the gospel, one of the leaders of the Jerusalem Council, meaning that he preached to both Jews and Gentiles. And that was a big deal. There was a really big deal here and here. And that's not what Jesus wanted. He didn't want here and here. He wanted here. All together as one, to preach the gospel, and then to be prominent in the church by demonstrating his life. Paul called him, as I said, a pillar in the church, one of the very select individuals when Christ appeared at his resurrection. Can you just imagine? I spent some time just trying to comprehend all of that when Christ appeared to him at his resurrection. How amazing. How wonderful. When the Apostle Paul visited in Jerusalem, Peter told them, go to James. Talk to James. James is a brilliant man. James will help you in the gospel. Share these words by James. And this James is so significant. And Peter and James were also quite similar together. So when you read the scriptures, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and all the way through it, it's not always the same. But what the purpose is, Christ himself, his death, his burial, his resurrection. But he was more than that, encouraging people, sharing with people the gospel. So Peter said, when Paul was visiting in Jerusalem, go and talk to James. Several times in the book, go and talk to James. He knows what's happening. So because of that, the gospel flourishes. James wrote to instruct and to encourage people in their faith. Now, we can just say that, but no. You don't just say it. It is, here's what it was. More than anything else, he wanted people to have faith. Not anyone else's faith, their faith. You have faith. And he says this, more than anything in this goal, the gospel is in many ways preaching, teaching, welcoming, being consistent in his lifestyle, and then eventually, he was passed. He remained steadfast, but later, like most of the disciples and most of the apostles, they had usually been put in prison or had been martyred. James was martyred in AD 62, and yet he had been steadfast in all of his life. And in James chapter 1, verse 2, it says, James wrote, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. This is James, an encourager, someone who wants everyone to come together. Not a division, not Jews and Gentiles separate apart. No. Just coming together as one. And this is James. Now, everybody has their own approach on this, but when it comes to the Apostle Paul, he seems to be rather direct. Paul's going to get to the point just like that. Not so much James. I see James having a cup of coffee and just chatting, just sharing, just coming together as one, helping people to just continue with this faith of love. And through all this, it's very easy to grasp that James is a person of love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. Blessed are those who persevere under trial because they stood the test. They will receive the crown of life. And it seems to me that James was one of these people that helped people come to Christ. An amazing person. Peter and James were somewhat opposite in the sense of their approach, but united together in one. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take their pride in this position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. It blossoms, falls, and its beauty is destroyed. But James was the welcoming person. I just don't think he's been given all the good words that he should be heard. He was a wonderful, wonderful man. He says, blessed are those who persevere under the trial. They could stand the test. They receive the crown of life. And we get it. How many funerals in this church have we had? And they persevered. And we will do someday the crown of life that Peter was wearing, that James was wearing, that we were wearing. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming from the Father of the heavenly lights. Can you imagine? One day we're going to see him. God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Spirit, our loved ones, Peter, so forth, and go, hey, James, do you have a minute? I just want to talk. Just sit down and talk with each other. He was a wonderful man. My brothers and sisters, in our glorious Christ Jesus, do not show any kind of favoritism. Suppose someone comes to your meeting wearing a gold ring and special attention to the one wearing fine clothes. Say, here is a good seat for you. Say the one in the one. No, no, I'll sit on the floor at my feet. Have you not discriminated if we've done that? And so James, again, is saying to Peter and saying to all the others, he was an example of a wonderful Christian. Has God not chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the Lord to be rich in faith? But if you show favoritism, you sin, and you're convicted by the law as lawbreakers. If you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing what is right. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if people claim you have faith but no deeds? Can such a faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food, and if anyone says to them, be fed, but does nothing about it, nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, by faith itself, it is not accompanied by action is dead. But some will say, you have faith and I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show me my faith by what I do. And then in chapter 3, again with James, who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in humility. And then again in James, in chapter 4, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the evil one, and he will flee from you. That's a promise. Come near to God, because he'll come near to you. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and the Lord will lift you up. And then in verse 13, if you're in trouble, let them pray. If anyone is happy, let them sing songs of praise. If anyone among you is sick, let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. Then lastly, my brothers and sisters, if anyone should wander away from the truth and someone should bring them back, remember this, whoever turns a sinner from the way of error will save them from death and cover a multitude of sins. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of us forever. Amen. To me, James was a quiet, but yet a wonderful, wonderful teacher and preacher. Reading the book of James makes me soar. Soaring this way, like a bird. He's just there. He's with Jesus. And someday, we will too. Amen.
Thanks for watching. Have a great day.
The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. Scripture quotations marked AMP, taken from the Amplified Bible, copyright 2015 by the Lockman Foundation. Used by permission, lockman.org. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.